And this morning in the studio with us, we have the Frankfort, Alberta Area Schools Chair, Amy King Schindler, to talk about an upcoming May 5th ballot initiative item to ensure that we continue to support the Frankfort, Alberta Area Schools. And in the way of introductions, we want to give Amy an opportunity to tell us a little bit about her background and what brought her to school work. So good morning, Amy.
Good morning. Hi. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. This is my sixth year on the Frankfort, Alberta Area School Board, and I think I've been president for three of those years, and I love it. I mean, it's a privilege. It's an honor to be able to be involved in the school. By way of background, I'm not an educator. I was in business. I worked in consulting for Deloitte Consulting, and then I worked for Ford Motor Company as their insight and futurist. And through that work, we did a lot of work with kids and understanding the needs and wants of kids to try to predict what their needs and wants would be in a vehicle way down the road, because it's a very long lead time to build a brand new car. And so I found that very fascinating. And when we lived downstate, I was on the school board there. Then we moved up to Elk Rapids, and I worked for the school as their marketing, fundraiser, alumni development person. And then when we moved here, I ran for the school board. So it's just been something I'm really passionate about. I feel really strongly about the importance of a strong education for kids. I think it's the foundation for not only their lifelong skills and their ability to succeed, but also that of the community.
So, absolutely.
Very passionate about it. So wonderful. Thanks for letting me come talk about it.
Absolutely.
Oh, and I have to give a quick shout out for our robotics team, F-Pro. They are about to take the field. I think they play their first match at 10:42.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah. And you can watch it live streamed.
So jumping into about the proposal, for voters who may not be following closely, what exactly is on the ballot May 5th and why now?
Okay. So very important things to know. This is not a new tax. It's also not an increase, though the language is very confusing when you read the ballot language. And it does not impact primary or principal residences. This is a proposal on the ballot to preserve the 18 mills non-homestead. So think of second homes, vacant properties, commercial properties. And it's to preserve the 18 mills that voters overwhelmingly approved in 2024. So in 2024, the 18 mill non-homestead was on the ballot, and 83% of voters voted in favor of having this 18 mills. The purpose of what's on the ballot for May 5th is to preserve that 18 mills and protect it against the Headley rollback, which is a state-mandated situation. And so the millage rate can start to roll back each year. And if the proposal passes, that the anticipated 18 mills will be protected through 2029. So when you read the ballot language and it'll say a 2 mill increase, the reason for that is to make sure that as it rolls back, it never gets below 18 mills. But to be very clear, the maximum the school can ever collect is 18 mills.
Okay.
So even if it says, I don't know what the 2 mill increase, let's say it says 20 mills, but it will never be more than 18 mills collected. It just protects it from the rollback and getting below that 18 mills.
Okay.
This is probably more critical than ever, given all the vacation rental by owner properties you see popping up around here, and they're kind of replacing places where workers used to live and all that. So I think it's important that we do get some money from those kind of endeavors as well.
Right.
So how does this proposal fit into the long-term vision for Frankfort, Alberta Area Schools?
Yeah, so just as you pointed out, this non-homestead revenue is critical for our school system to operate. This is what funds our operating expenses. So our local tax revenue, both the homestead and the non-homestead, comprises over 77% of our total operating revenue. Wow. So it's really a critical piece. And when I say that, that's to cover the basics, utilities, teachers and staff wages and salaries, classroom supplies. So the very basics of operating a district.
I have a question, and this is not on here, but what about the bus? Who pays for the buses?
Busing comes out of this operating.
Okay, because most of our children come from outlying areas.
Right. Now, one important thing to keep in mind for those that are school of choice and outside of our district, there's a gentleman's agreement among all school districts in our ISD that we don't drive buses outside of our district. So we'll meet them at the edge of our district.
Okay.
Or the Benzie bus will operate so that kids can freely go choose which school they want to go to.
Right. But the Frankfurt buses, this is the funds.
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Pays for busing, for things not covered in by the state currently is being very generous with food service, but that kind of thing too can come out of the operating.
Okay.
Yeah.
So looking at the financial impact of the initiative, what will be the cost for the average homeowner in the district, and over what period of time will that last?
Yeah, so the average cost to a primary homeowner or your principal home is zero. This specific ballot language does not impact a primary residency. And if you're a second homeowner, then it's maintaining the same 18 mils that you've been paying. So yes, as housing values go up, it will be a bigger dollar amount, but it is the same millage rate that you've been paying.
Okay, what are the specific safeguards that are in place to ensure that the funds are spent as promised?
Yeah, so with public schools, there's so many transparency laws that apply. Our budget is always posted online. Our meetings for our school board, we have chosen to make it very transparent. We stream those. There are exceptions because we're a small district, and sometimes the person who does our streaming is also wearing a different hat and may have to be at a basketball game running the scoreboard or making announcements, and so every so often it doesn't get streamed. But we really value that transparency. And then board members, there's 7 elected board members, and one of our major responsibilities is the fiscal oversight. So you vote in who you want to help oversee. And then everything's online, and including our student achievement scores and other ways to measure whether we're using those funds in the best way for students. There's also an annual audit by an external entity, and that gets posted online as well.
Okay.
So it sounds like a lot of accountability there. What if this, I guess you're going to talk about what happens, Carol, if this fails.
Yeah, what happens if the referendum doesn't pass? What program staffing facilities, what's going to be affected?
So that's a great question, and we're remaining optimistic. If it does not pass on May 5th, more than likely it'll be back on the ballot again in August. We will not be able to collect those taxes in the summer, which is when we collect most of our taxes.
Exactly.
So we'll be going into the school year with a bit of an unknown in terms of our total revenue. So I think you played that song about persistence and resilience. It's going to probably be back on the ballot. Because it is so critical to the ability for the school to function.
Sure.
So while this is not a presidential election or anything like that, there's a good reason for people to get out to make sure that the ballot initiative doesn't fail, because it's so critical to the school. So
right.
And I don't think there's anything else on the ballot, so
no.
This won't take people long to go in there and do the right thing. So.
No, and the reason why we put it on the May ballot is because of the summer tax collection. So
exactly.
It's really helpful if we can have it on and pass it in May and then be able to collect that revenue in the
right.
summer.
Because really, you're budgeting now for the fall.
Correct.
And so you're saying, okay, we're counting on this money.
Right. And we really luck out as a school district because so much of our revenue does come from the local sources. by law, public schools have to have their budget approved by the school board by the end of June. Lately, the state has not been able to approve their budget in time, and so a lot of districts get stuck shooting in the dark because most of their revenue is coming from the state. We really luck out because our tax base, because our voters have supported this mechanism of funding our schools, that we can pretty well predict what our budget will be.
Yeah, this community definitely sees that the children are our future.
Yeah, this community is amazing.
Yeah, very much so. Okay, so...
So I guess it is about students in the classroom. So how will the proposal directly impact students in the classroom?
Yeah, so again, I mean, the vast majority of our operating costs are salaries and benefits. I mean, it's a people-oriented business. And so if this doesn't pass repeatedly, at some point that jeopardizes our ability to be competitive in our salaries and benefits, because that's our biggest area of cost. And great teachers are what make great schools. And that's been a huge priority for us in our strategic planning, is to attract and retain the very best educators. And educators, that I use that term, it's not just our teachers who are critically important, but it's the aides and it's the entire staff, our admin team. So they all play a very critical role.
And there is a large group of probably, I guess I would say, seniors that come in there to volunteer different programs.
Yeah. We are really lucky in that. And I'm also president of our education foundation. And we've partnered with the school to have two of our teachers also be volunteer coordinators and try to come up with ways to engage more volunteerism in our schools and after-school programming. So it's so critically important. And you mentioned that you volunteer as a reading buddy in fifth grade. And I would just encourage people to reach out and get involved, because once you do, you're just hooked.
Yes, you are. Very much so. And as in our first hour, Andrea Grix, I don't know if you got a chance, was talking about the periwinkle working on that garden.
Yeah.
That's now, it's on the Leelanau side of the school.
Right.
But how fabulous for these kids to get out there and learn about gardening. They're making the beds.
Yeah. And the composting. You've got those fifth graders working on a composting project that they came up with all by themselves.
That is hilarious, because I go in on Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, Friday, and they do announce to the kids what can be composted from their lunch.
Yeah.
Which does make concerns me that maybe they might be throwing out things they should be eating, but I haven't followed
that
up on that.
Broccoli? Compostable.
I know. For sure.
Okay. We have a couple of kids working in the school system. One was a special ed teacher, not in this state, but I guess when you're recruiting, people want to know whether the community supports the schools or not, if they're thinking about coming here. So this initiative really will tell teachers considering where to go and where to work how supportive we are as a community.
Yeah, and I do think that really helped us. As you're probably aware, we had a superintendent search this year. Jeff Towsley, who's an amazing man and has done amazing things for our school district, is retiring after 40 years.
Wow.
And I will say that too is another testament to our schools and our community. Our teachers and our staff and our admin team, they stay. You know, I mean, Jeff's retiring after 30 or 40 years, and we have teachers retiring this year after 30 years of teaching, which is incredible. But we were told, you know, it's tough times. There's a lot of postings for superintendents. There's not a lot of people who want to take the job. We had 22 applicants. And again, I think that goes, the community support of our district, I think, really helped attract a great pool of candidates.
Right. So how does an investment of this sort strengthen and broaden the Frankfort, Alberta community?
Yeah, well, it helps our programming continue. And I think that it it draws in. I mean, I think the important role with having an excellent school is that it builds an excellent community and that they go hand in hand. So when we have great schools, we attract students and parents that are going to also participate in our community, whether that's as workforce or utilizing our businesses. So it just goes hand in hand. In terms of additional programming, it really, so like I said, it's not, this is going to be operating. So it will help things like routine maintenance. It's not going to be building anything new. This is just about maintaining what we already have and doing that to the best of our abilities.
So we're back in the WUWU studios talking to Frankfort, Alberta Area School Board Chair or President, whatever you like, Amy King-Schindler. And we're going to learn some more important information about the upcoming budget initiative that we're going to be all facing May 5th, this coming Tuesday, and we all want to get in there and let our feelings be known.
Okay, I guess we were kind of wondering about the facilities and infrastructure. Like, what do you have any specific improvements or upgrades planned?
Yeah, so in terms of the operating millage, I mean, it's not like a capital millage that we have had in the past. The funds for this would be used to keep up to code on things,
right.
Whether that's lighting, changing light bulbs. We'll probably, this summer, we plan on doing some exterior and interior washing and painting, just routine maintenance kinds of things, some sealing of windows and things to protect those for their longevity. And then also a project in the elementary school gym. The ceiling is, we've been kind of taping it back up, and we're going to do a better fix to that. And that goes back to community too. Our facilities are used not just by the students, but they are busy being used by different recreational groups and community members, all throughout the evenings and weekends.
Wow.
So,
can you give us examples? Like who
yeah.
comes in?
So pickleball, there are pickleballers that will use the gym in the winters.
Okay.
And then also there's a group that flies aerial planes or remote control planes, and they use our gym for that. Little rec leagues for basketball. They get used quite frequently.
So do they rent it? Is that the agreement? Or
that is a great question. I think it's pretty much the feeling that you're paying taxes. So long as it's not going to increase costs due to custodial cleaning and that kind of thing, the school works really well with groups. Yeah.
We live just down the street from the elementary school. And I think, was it last year they were putting a new roof on the school?
Yeah, within the last couple of years, yeah.
So that's a good place to start. If you take care of your roof, that'll protect you going forward. You see too many places
right.
where the roof caves in and, I guess we had too much snow or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we saw that at Gwen Fostick we were driving by recently.
Oh, that's so sad.
It's heartbreaking.
That was heartbreaking.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So are there any urgent issues coming up as far as safety, code that you guys are working on?
Nothing super urgent. There, the state did pass some water filtration rules, and we've been really blessed with Frank Eikens, who's been at the district again, maybe almost 40 years, 30,
wow.
40 years. He unfortunately will be retiring at the end of this school year also, but he's very good at staying on top of all those things. And again, I mean, it's the operating revenue that this ballot would support that enables that to happen
sure.
timely and by deadlines or before deadlines.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm under the impression that the school does have a lot of community support and encouragement. And how is the district trying to engage residents leading up to the vote?
So we've done press releases, and we've posted things on our website. We've talked about it at school board meetings. Because it's not a new tax and it's not an increase, there hasn't been a lot of public forums because there's not really a whole lot. You know, it's not like I can show you a picture of this is a bright, shiny new thing we're going to build or buy, or this is brass tacks, just doing the best we can to educate kids. But we are, every school board member would be very open to answering any questions, as well as Jeff Towsley, our superintendent. So
are there any concerns or misconceptions that you've heard from voters that you would like to try to clear up or respond to at this time?
Yeah, I guess just to emphasize again, this is not an increase. It's not a new tax. It does not impact primary residences. And it is really just to ensure that the 18 mills for non-homestead that voters overwhelmingly approved in 2024 stay intact through 2029.
What would you say to undecided voters who are weighing both the financial concerns and the needs of the community in supporting the schools?
Yeah, I would say great things are happening in our district. We have about half of our students are economically disadvantaged. We have a high need, and with high need, we offer high supports. And I'm really proud of our teachers and staff and their excellence and their professionalism. Our scores are consistently above the state, and very often they lead Northern Michigan. And we have amazing things happen. And if you get a chance to interact with the kids, if any of you went to the robotics send-off on Sunday and you got to hear the kids talk about their robot and their experience, we sent 28 kids to Model UN, the Model UN conference, and they presented to the school board. And I think I'd vote for any of them for any public position. They were amazing, incredibly professional, articulate, and really engaged. Mm-hmm. We had a presentation of fifth graders that called the Wonder, they named themselves the Wonder Woman Group.
Yes.
It is a co-ed group. but they started this initiative to solve for waste in the cafeteria and how they could use that for composting and building things to collect the compost and garden beds. It's just really amazing, engaging things happening with students, and our teachers are amazing. And this operating revenue helps pay them for the very hard job that they do. I don't think I could do what they do. They're amazing.
They truly are. And we have here the different places for voting. So Mark,
do
you want to read in each county, or not county, township?
Yeah, for Blaine Township, they're going to be at the Township Hall. It's 4760 Herring Grove Road in Arcadia, Michigan. For the Crystal Lake Township, they're at the Township Hall at 1651 Frankfort Highway, Frankfort, Michigan. Gilmore Township, you can go to the Alberta Community Center at 401 First Street, Alberta, Michigan to vote. Lake Township, you can go to the Township Hall at 5153 Scenic Highway, Honor, Michigan. And the City of Frankfort, you go right to the City Hall at 412 Main Street, Frankfort, Michigan.